This is Fireside Mystery Theater. Silva, thank you for joining us in our favorite hideaway and haunt, the Slipper Room. As we are here in New York City, and I must say it does look deliciously dark in here, in a rich, dark, chocolatey way. Allow me to take a stroll down shadowy memory lane to 3 years ago. It was our show's debut. Just me and a microphone cozying up by the fire with a telltale heart and our early listeners at LIC Bar on the eve, on the eve of Halloween. Before we get down to the various tricks and treats we have for you this evening, dearest audience, please join me in raising a glass to three seasons past and the show's dearest spooky grandfather, Mr. Edgar Allan Poe.
Woo, hear, hear.
Hear, hear. Mm.
Tonight, we debut three new tales written especially for Fireside Mystery Theater, along with some sordid surprises. Our first radio drama is, well, it's a nightmare in surround sound. For those of you listening at home, turn off your lights and hear the tale of The Wearers.
Beautiful day now, wouldn't you say?
Enjoy it while it lasts, Myra. Forecast on the radio says it's supposed to rain this afternoon.
Well, well, God spoke before the weatherman, as my mother once said. Rest her soul. Oh, look there. Oh, those two moved in awful fast. What's their names?
The Dunifers. Nice looking young couple.
Oh, so they introduced themselves to you.
Yeah. Well, to tell you the truth, I just ran into them. Well, actually, it was when I went across the street to...
Oh, ha-ha! To inspect them. Oh, really, what is wrong with the younger people of today? You mean you have to go and say hey to them first, eh? Oh, no. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, didn't we always make it a point to introduce ourselves once we moved into a new house? Oh, they've been here more than a week now, and I tell you, not a wave of the hand, or even half of a smile.
I don't think that they mean to be rude, just the way the younger generation is today. They just kind of keep to themselves.
Yeah, well, they'll keep to themselves, all right, until they're having some kind of trouble, eh? Yeah, you can count on it. Then they'll come running to you and me when they need something bad enough. Huh. Oh, yeah, so... Sounds like you had a chance to talk to them.
Yeah. but we didn't talk for very long.
Oh, it is just, it's not the same around here since Max Brown passed on. Now, he was a great neighbor. Plowed all the snow, shoveled our wax for all those years.
Raked our leaves, too. And always had a smile.
Oh, and a funny joke, too. Oh, I can already tell it's not going to be the same with these two young people who moved into his place.
Well, at least they seem to be well-to-do.
I bet he's a lawyer.
The husband? Tom Dunifer? No. He said he runs a headhunter agency down in Wickersville.
Huh. Headhunter. Oh, God knows people need decent work around these parts. What's her story?
Elsie's her name. She says she's in between jobs now. No kids either.
Huh. Well, that's pretty pathetic. Her husband works for an employment agency, can't get his own wife a job. Says a lot about his level of expertise, yeah.
Well, I think she might have said she was on sabbatical, I think. Is that what she said?
Well, still pretty pathetic, I would say. I love how some people can just take a
look!
Well, I'll be.
Fred Wheeler?
Oh, what's the old fool up to now?
What on earth is he doing on their doorstep?
Oh, what's that under his arm?
Some kind of box, it looks like.
Probably a housewarming gift of some kind.
Such a weird one he is.
Oh, I wouldn't take anything from him, no. Probably some piece of junk he's trying to unload. Oh! Hello.
Oh, hello. My name's Fred Wheeler. I live two doors down from you. Just wanted to say welcome to the neighborhood.
Well, my husband and I were just sitting down to dinner.
Elsie? Who is that?
Mr. Wheeler, one of our neighbors.
Yeah, invite him in.
We're about to have dinner, dear.
Hey, how are you? Why don't you come in and join us for dinner?
Tom.
I can come another time, I suppose. Nonsense. Hey, I met Fred a few days ago. He's a great guy. Fred! Come on in, sir.
You sure it's no bother?
Not at all.
Well, maybe I could stand to have a nibble or something, and I can certainly smell something good coming from the kitchen. Is that turnips you got cooking? Love me some turnips.
No.
Come on in. What you got there?
Just a little housewarming gift. Wanted to say thanks for helping Alice land that cake decorating job through your agency. She's very happy with the gig, and we wanted to give you a little something in return. It's very hard to find a new job at our age, you know.
You never mentioned that to me, Tom.
Well, I guess it never came up, dear. It was no problem, Fred. It's what I do. Very glad we could make something happen for Alice. I must admit, I'm pretty curious to see what you've got in that box.
Let's open it after dinner. You don't want your wife's cooking to get cold or anything.
Well, my husband and I happen to cook this meal together, Mr. Wheeler.
Please, Fred, call me Fred. Oh, mighty good. What kind of stew is this, you say?
It's a casserole, Mr. Wheeler.
Ah, oh, mighty good, mighty good. But you know what I'd do different? I might add a few sticks of, believe it or not, cinnamon.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. You might think it's crazy, but I found that a pinch of cinnamon is a great substitute for pepper or paprika or what have you. I tell you, it would take this stew to the next level, as you young people say these days.
Well, I do hope you stay for dessert, Mr. Wheeler.
Fred, just call me...
Tom, would you mind topping off my glass?
Sure, hon. Jeez, and that's the end of the doers.
Don't worry, I bought another bottle this morning.
Oh, how I used to love drinking that stuff. Those days are over for me, I tell
you. So you were telling me, Fred, that you collect all sorts of interesting stuff.
Oh, yes. I owned my own antique store for almost 3 decades before I retired. Well, I retired, but you could say I'm still in the antique business. Always collecting.
And you say you specialize in artifacts from all over the globe?
Yes, especially Africa and the Orient and Latin America. All sorts of pre-colonial places. The stranger the place, the better, which actually brings me to my little housewarming gift.
Oh, that's super thoughtful and nice of you, Fred.
Well, It's pretty neat, I must say. A brand new acquisition, in fact, just came into my hands the other day. Got him in a trade. Comes with a great story, too. Why don't you open it up?
Okay. Pretty nice size box. Wonder what we have here.
Probably too big a box for what it is. Just dig past the packing straw there.
Oh. Oh. Interesting. Very interesting.
What is that?
A mask! A mask from Papua New Guinea. Keep digging. There's another one in there.
Huh? Oh, yeah! Another one! Identical! These are made of wood, huh?
Yep. Carved from lime wood and dressed up with sugarcane fibers.
Oh. What is that scraggly black hair on the top of their head?
Why, human hair, of course. Aren't they beautiful?
I think they're amazing. These are really for us?
Oh, yes, sir. And there's really quite a story about them.
I'm sure there is.
Oh, sorry. Yes? Oh, yes, dear. I'm still at the Dunifer's house. Yes, I told him. Yeah, they love them. Oh, okay, I know. On my way. See you in a few, dearest. Bye. Guess I'll have to save the story about the masks until tomorrow. Alice has a supper ready for me. Chilean sea bass. Definitely can't let that get cold either. She says, thanks again, by the way. You're also getting your next cake decorated by her. Free of charge, of course.
Oh, great.
Supper. Chilean sea bass.
I think I have four stomachs. Huh. Couldn't say no to you nice folks, and sure as hell can't say no to Alice's cooking either. Mm. I'll stop by tomorrow and tell you the story of the masks. Can't wait to see them hanging up in here in the house. I recommend putting them over there, by the window, by the TV set. More light over there. So long.
Really, Tom? I mean... Really?
Oh, come on. He's a nice fella. A little eccentric.
Eccentric? Try annoying. Incredibly, incredibly annoying. What a pushy little creep.
Oh, he's harmless, Elsie. And that was very nice of him to give us these masks.
Those things are grotesque. I don't like them at all. They're gross and morbid looking.
And probably very valuable. You ever see what stuff like this gets appraised for in Antiques Roadshow? Like, in the six-figure range.
Well, then, let's sell them quick. They look really gross.
Elsie, where did I unpack my tool chest?
Oh, I think you left it in the... Wait a minute. You're not going to...
Hang them up? Yeah! Come on! At least until tomorrow, for when Fred comes by. I'm really curious to hear the story behind these.
What's wrong with you? Really?
Know what? Let's take a selfie. You and me, wearing the masks. Come on, let's do it. Our friends will think it's a hoot.
Yeah, I swear, you're perpetually 14 years old.
Okay, I got my phone, and here's your mask.
We can't wear these, darling.
Oh, yeah, I see. Those rusty nails sticking out all over the back of these masks.
Well,
that rules that out, I guess.
Yeah, it does for me. I'm going to take me and my glass of scotch upstairs.
Okay. I'm just going to hang these up down here over the mantelpiece. Is that okay with you? Is it? Hun?
Do what you want. You always do.
Oh, come on. Honey?
Hmm?
Where's my good tie? My college tie?
I don't know.
I'm running late, hon.
I don't know. Can't you just let me sleep?
Sorry, it's a big day. The branch manager's coming, and I'm quite sure that he's gonna... Oh, there it is. What time is it? Oh, gee, 7:30 already? Damn it, gotta run.
Bye.
See you later, gorgeous.
Yeah, I love you too.
Oh, I love you! Elsie? Hon? Hon?
What is it?
When did you move them?
What?
The masks. I didn't hang them up here last night. I definitely hung them up in the living room over the mantelpiece.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't get the joke. Why did you move them and hang them on the wall against the staircase?
I'm not in the mood for this. Go to work already and let me go back to sleep, damn it!
All right, all right. See you later.
I still can't believe it. They've been parked outside that house for an hour.
It's horrible. Worst thing that's ever happened here by far.
Why? After all these years?
Oh, Lord knows. Why do we bother getting old?
Hey! Hon? Elsie! Elsie!
I'm over here.
Hey, hon! What's going on? What's with all the cop cars up and down the block?
Sit down, Tom.
What's wrong?
Your buddy, Fred Wheeler, our eccentric neighbor...
What happened, Elsie?
Well, I guess we'll never find out the story behind your masks, after all.
Fred Wheeler died? Oh, no, that's terrible. That poor guy. Well, he was getting up there a bit in years, wasn't he? But why all the cop cars?
Murder-suicide, apparently.
What? You're kidding.
Yep. You know, you are quite a judge of character, Tom. Apparently, he stabbed his girlfriend, Alice, to death before he cut his own throat with a razor. I'm so sorry we didn't get to know him better.
I don't know what to say. I'm shocked. What are you drinking there, scotch?
Yep.
I think I need to pour myself one of those, too.
Why don't you just go ahead and drink all the scotch, dear?
And how did you manage to collect all of these sordid details, hon?
Oh, well, from the two old crows perched across the street from us. Myra, and Nell. Seems like they're there all day.
I guess they have nothing better to do.
Oh, believe me, they somehow know everything that goes on around here.
Well, we should make sure our blinds are shut all the way from now on.
I'll get it.
Handsome detective.
Yes, he was very nice when he stopped by here to talk with us.
Oh, I like him.
Mm-hmm. I remember him when he was a plainclothes policeman. Good to see he's been promoted. You know, we need more nice young men like Officer Barnes on the local force.
Mm-hmm. He sure is spending a lot of time with that couple across the street. You don't think the Dunifers had anything to do with Fred and Alice?
Who knows? Who knows? All I know is that nothing like this has ever happened around here before. Not before they moved in.
And that Elsie Dunifer, wasn't she being nosy, asking us all those questions earlier?
Dumped you. It's classic breakup 101.
Sorry, hon. Gotta turn the TV off.
I kind of wanted to watch that.
I've had a long day, and that interview with Detective Barnes was the capper for me.
Oh, that was a drag for sure. I'm not sleepy, though. All that excitement today after being alone in the house all day, well, it kind of makes me feel, let me whisper in your ear.
I gotta sleep, hon. One of us has gotta get up early tomorrow, you know.
Okay. Don't worry. I'll be going back to work too soon, you know.
I'm not trying to say...
I know you weren't. Tell you what, I'm gonna watch the rest of that movie downstairs if it's okay with you.
You're not mad at me, are you? Look, I really need to get some sleep. This whole week is gonna
not be... mad at you, dear. You get your rest. Just want to see how that movie ends.
Elsie.
Yeah?
You're not going to be drinking all night downstairs by yourself again, are you?
Mm-hmm. You're very tired. You shouldn't worry about such things. Oh, and I'm going to take those disgusting masks off the wall on my way downstairs.
Go ahead. You win.
I won? Really? Doesn't feel like it.
Elsie.
Here, let me turn off the light for you. Oh, I can't believe it. What a jerk. Oh, hey, where are those stupid masks? Tom, why didn't you tell me you took the masks down already? Tom, I know you heard me. Answer me. Tom. Tom, such a jerk. I really can't take this anymore. Tom, I'm talking to you. Christ, I'm coming up there. What? Tom, how did the masks end up hanging outside our bathroom door? I saw them hanging downstairs earlier. Hey, are you messing with me? How did they get here? Tom, damn it, answer me! You think you're getting back at me for moving them last night? Well, I didn't move them. I would never touch these things, these disgusting things. I mean, they have human hair on them, for Christ's sakes. You say they're worth money. Really? Who would pay money to have such a thing in their home? I can barely stand to look at them. Tom, wake up! Wake up! Oh my... Tom, the masks. The masks. I looked into the hanging on the wall. I looked in the eyes, and it had eyes, human eyes, and eyes opened in the mask and looking right at me. Tom, wake up! Wake up, Tom! Ask me, where's the goddamn light switch? Tom! Ah! No. No, please. Please, no.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
I don't know whether it's more tragic or absurd.
2 days in a row of police activity like this?
When have we ever had a scandal like this?
Like this? Never. Not as long as we've lived here, and that's a very, very long time.
Oh, and it's so strange. What happened?
I never felt like I was unsafe living here. And now this?
We can't leave a single door or a window unlocked anymore.
A crying shame.
Oh, what just happened here on our streets?
I'm afraid. I never felt afraid here before.
Yeah? Oh, I'm afraid too, because I don't understand it.
The handsome detective. Look at him. Poor fella. He looks like he's at a total loss.
Oh, no. No, he looks scared. Scared as you and me.
If he's scared, what are we gonna do?
Oh, I guess we'll never know exactly what happened that day when Fred Wheeler visited the Dunifers with that box under his arm.
Even if I could, I don't think I'd want to know.
I feel like we know too much already, yeah. And who knows if this thing is over? If there's a maniac on the loose, who knows if one morning they might find one of us, like they found poor Mr. and Mrs. Dunifer.
Lying in bed, flat on their backs, almost peaceful-like, arms folded, with wooden masks nailed into their faces.
And now a word from one of our sponsors.
Popular demand.
I was scared out of my mind.
I screamed in every corner.
It's Nassau County's longest-running Halloween scare fest. Dr. Deathberg's living room and hall closet of horror.
Ah, somebody touched me. Somebody touched me.
Get me out of here.
Yes. Dr. Deathberg has expanded his wildly popular annual living room of horror and has added his hall closet for additional thrills and chills.
Oh my goodness! I'm Dr. Jeffrey Deathberg. Once again, we've opened up my home adjacent to my dental practice this Halloween to deliver only the finest in homemade horror. I dare you to survive my newest haunted attraction, my hall closet of horror. Our special effects are top-notch, don't you know? We spare no expense at Party City and Walgreens.
Definitely the scariest 2 minutes of my life.
You couldn't pay me to go back in there.
Someone please, turn off the lights.
Help, this place is a fire hazard.
Oh, I know, Tara. Trust me, I've been doing this for years.
Dr. Deathberg's living room and hall closet of horror. Now until Halloween weekend, terror has a new add-on. Not recommended. To all people or those with bronchitis or severe head colds, not affiliated with Party City or Walgreens. Not that they would have ever heard of us because we're too small to care about.
And that concludes Act One of our program. And not a moment too soon. I was starting to worry my headpiece would fly right off my head. Recognize my little homage to Edward Gorey and PBS Masterpiece Mystery. Good. Well, now I won't keep you any longer. Perhaps this would be an opportune time to pay a visit to our lovely bartenders at the bar. No point in trying to disguise your lusty thirsts. Judging by what we have in store for you for Act Two, you might want to ask them to make it a particularly strong one. See you in 10 minutes, my darlings. do look so lovely tonight. Give yourselves a hand, why don't you? Just do it. I was afraid that we were going to scare you all away after our first story, but I certainly admire your bravery. I'm sure a particularly strong one helps. Are you all enjoying the little treats and gifts left on the tables and things? I hope so. Well, let me know if anything moves or crawls away on its own, because I have receipts for everything. I see some nice masks and costumes out there. This is the kind of holiday spirit we can endorse. The ladies, I must say. Yeah, y'all look particularly nice this evening. Now, gentlemen, I must say, you've heard it 1,000 times, but you will never understand the pain and toll of being a woman. Well, here's a chance to some pain and a little gain and gaining an understanding that will take us a little further than skin deep as we meet a special lady called Carrie May.
Ruby's blow dry.
Oh, thanks, Pearl. Good to see you. Oh, please don't judge me. My roots are a mess. I know you'll fix me right up, though.
Oh, hush, Darlene. You look as beautiful as ever.
Oh, yes. Thanks to your talented sister. I'm a mess otherwise.
Pearl's curls is at your service.
Thank you, Pearl, as always. You certainly do know how to spoil your sister.
You're welcome, Ruby. Stick around. Why don't you gab with us for a little while?
Oh, I suppose I can. I have some time to kill before I need to get dressed for that dinner tonight.
Oh, Ruby, you really do look stunning. You're going to knock them dead at Rotary Club dinner. You know, there's something different about you. You always look beautiful, but wow.
Thank you, Darlene. You're such a dear. If it wasn't for Carrie May, I'd need an army to get me to look this good.
Carrie May.
Haven't heard of Carrie May, eh, Darlene? Speaking of Carrie May, I need to see that old gal myself. It's getting to be that time again.
Now, who's this Carrie May?
I'm surprised you haven't heard of her. Well, then again, it is sort of an exclusive thing. I am so looking forward to that Rotary Club dinner tonight. You're coming, aren't you, sis?
I'll be there. If I can get my own hair done between all these appointments today.
Oh, Pearl, you could go just as you are and still be the belle of the ball. Just add a cocktail dress and you'll be good to go. The Jewel sisters, always putting us normal gals to shame.
Darlene, you flatter me. But really, there's not much I have to do to myself, thanks to Carrie May, of course. Now let's take a look at your roots. I keep telling you, you ought to go blonde. It camouflages the gray, and you can go longer without needing to touch it up.
It might be time. It's mine and Roy's 15th anniversary today. Maybe I could surprise him.
What do you think, Pearl? Do you think Carrie May would take Darlene?
She can be very selective.
I bet she would take to Darlene, especially if Darlene says that we sent.
Worth a try, I reckon. Why don't you give Carrie May a ring for Miss Darlene?
Would you like me to do that for you, Darlene?
No, wait a second. What is all this? What exactly does all this entail?
Ruby and I swear by the Carrie May way. If she decided to work on you, it would be so worth it.
And how much does it cost for her to work on you?
If she takes you in, the first visit is free. After that, tell you the truth, it can get a little steep, but there's always a way to work things out.
Work things out?
Take a look at me. I'm a Carrie May regular, and you're one of the few trusted souls in this town who knows the precise digits of my actual age. How old do I look to you?
Oh, Pearl, You hardly look a day over 25.
Darlene, stop bluffing. We got church in the morning. Now, let's get you set up under the dryer before you tell any more lies you're going to be ashamed of tomorrow. Darlene, you are going to flip. Pearl did a full hair makeup over on you.
Oh, I'm scared. What if I don't like it? What if blonde isn't me?
Sweetheart, everyone's got a little bit of what it takes to be a blonde.
Oh, I don't know. What will they say? It's Sunday school tomorrow.
Oh, don't worry about that. The good Lord loves you whether you're blonde or brunette.
Hey, what about redheads?
Of course, Pearl. I'm sure redheads have a special favor with God, and you are leading the pack. If ever there was a great almighty who made you a redhead in the first place.
Oh, Pearl, is it true? I've always known you to be a redhead.
More like Auburn. She gives Lucille Ball a run for her money these days.
Ruby, you shouldn't provoke the woman who does your hair. I'm the only one allowed to tease in this shop. Get it?
Oh, you are so clever, Pearl. Okay, when can I look at my hair?
Just a minute. I need to finish the set on this one last curl and a touch of hairspray. Perfect. Yeah. There. Now, look in the mirror.
Oh, Pearl, I love it.
Roy is not going to know what to do with himself.
Oh, yes, he will. The only downside to your new look are the dumb blonde jokes.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Darlene, what did the blonde name her two watchdogs?
Pearl, don't be mean. After you convinced her to go blonde.
Timex and Rolex.
Ha, 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 ha. Very funny. Hopefully I'll get a little enjoyment out of my new look before the jokes start.
So, I'm going to call Cara May to see if she can squeeze you in for an interview this afternoon.
Interview?
To see if you qualify as a customer for the Cara May way. If she approves of you, you might get your free treatment today.
Just in time for the dance.
Oh, I don't know. I know there's no such thing as free. She may do my makeup for free, but I am just the type of person who will feel guilty if I don't buy something.
But honey, it's worth it. I mean, just look at the wonders she's done with Ruby and me.
You two really have been looking amazing and so youthful. Now, did you know there's a rumor going around that you two had a little work done? I mean, you know, not that that's a bad thing. We all end up needing a little maintenance as we get on. I mean, you know, those of us who care about our looks.
Oh, please. That's flattering. But all it takes is a good hairdresser and the Cara May way.
Ruby! Ruby, are you okay?
Of course I'm okay. What's the matter?
It's blood coming from your ear?
What? I guess it is. I didn't even feel it.
Maybe I nicked you with my scissors when I was giving you a little trim. Sorry, Ruby. Oh, the dirty secrets of our little profession. Pain is the mother of beauty, I always say. Here, take this towel.
I'm fine. Nothing to fret about. I still have one good ear to use to pick up the phone and call Cara May. What do you say, honey? Imagine being able to make a total transportation just in time for the dance. What an anniversary present that would be for good old Roy.
Oh, sure, why not? If she can make me look half as good as you two do, I'm sure I just haven't been using the right concealer or moisturizer or something.
Sweetie, Ruby and I aren't wearing a stitch of makeup.
So you did get some work done. I knew it.
Neither of us went under the knife.
But how do you both look so great? I mean, we've all been around, you know, the same age, but I can't help envying how much younger you look than me. I mean, significantly younger. I'd say without exaggeration, at least 15 years younger.
We told you. It's the Carrie Mae way.
I always thought that mail order stuff was such a cult. Everyone having home parties and pushing products that don't even work. You don't think to believe that you look like you do. It's all just some heavy-duty night cream doing the job, right?
I'm telling you, Darlene, it is nothing like that. It's like nothing you've ever even seen.
Oh, come on now.
Darlene, can you keep a secret?
Well, what do you mean?
She means if we tell you something, can you promise not to tell anyone? Not even your husband?
Oh, well, I tell Roy everything.
Well, that is no way to have a successful marriage.
Seriously. Do you think Bill needs to know about my weekly manicures or my trips to Carrie Mae?
Men don't want to know what goes on into making a woman look good or even presentable.
That's right. As far as Bill knows, I am very religious and go to weekly Wednesday night Bible study. I just happen to come home with a fresh coat of lacquer on my nails is all.
Okay, I can keep a secret.
What Carrie Mae did for us is not something you can buy out of a catalog. In fact, you won't find it anywhere else. It's something of a trade secret.
Oh, I can already tell. This thing is going to cost a fortune, right?
You have to ask yourself, can you really put a price on youth and beauty? Especially if that price allows you to have it a little longer than the average gal.
Don't worry. Carrie Mae can customize a payment plan that works for you. And the first visit is always free.
And trust us, you will be hooked.
That sounds really expensive. I'm experiencing sticker shock and I haven't heard a single quote yet.
Carrie Mae is very reasonable. I'm sure you two can work out a deal. Think of it as bartering instead of writing a check. Like I said, with Carrie Mae, there is always a way. Now, let me just call her up.
Wait. I really don't know about this. I mean, what exactly does she do?
We can't tell you that. Carrie Mae tailors each customer's individual treatment to bring out their unique beauty.
Come on, Darlene. Think of Roy. He's gonna love it. Doesn't your husband deserve the best version of you?
I guess I do owe him that. I haven't ever been able to provide him with children. Lord knows I need all the help I can get to keep him happy, especially now that my looks are starting to fade.
Call Carrie Mae, Ruby, before Darlene changes her mind.
You are not gonna regret this, Darlene. Hi, Carrie Mae. It's Ruby. Oh, no, nothing's wrong. I'm getting nothing but compliments all over town. I called because I have a favor to ask. I have this darling sugar plum of a friend of mine named Darlene. Well, she wants to schedule an interview. I know you must be busy with a lot of clients, but could you squeeze her in for me? Pretty please? You can. Oh, you will? If she gets there within an hour. You are such a doll. Okay, I understand. I'll send her right over. You are in.
Oh, yay! Darlene, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what she does with you. I'm jealous. I wish it was my first time again. When it was free.
Here's the card, okay? The address is right on there.
Okay. Well, thank you both. And thank you, Pearl, for my new look. I really do think Roy will like me as blonde. See you girls tonight.
Good luck at Carrie Mae's.
You think she'll go through with it?
Oh, she will. She's starting to fade. She hasn't been happy with her looks for some time now. Even her husband is aging much better than her, and she knows it.
For your sake, I hope you're right.
Oh, damn it. Where did it say rain in the forecast? Just got my hair done, for crying out loud. Where is that buzzer?
Oh, there it is.
Oh my!
Down! Down! I said down! You get down! You, Tex, you lay down!
Be Darlene. Well, I'm Carrie Mae. Oh, sugar, you just come on in out of the rain, sweetheart. Don't you mind old Tex.
Oh, my. I've never seen a dog that big.
Oh, he's a big fella, all right. Very special and a very rare breed. But he's a sweetie. Oh, aren't you my sweet baby? Oh, yes, you are. Mama the widow protect you. Yes, he is.
Yeah, I don't think he likes me.
Oh, succotash! That's just his way of getting to know you.
You know, I swear, I've lived in this town almost my whole life and never went down this street before. I had no idea this place existed. What a beautiful home you have.
Oh, why, thank you, sugar.
Oh, and that Rolls Royce in the driveway.
Oh, that old jalopy. In earnest, that car is my pride and joy. I love it almost as much as my other Rolls Royce parked in the garage.
Two Rolls Royces? My word, my husband would be so jealous. His dream is to own one someday. Not a very realistic dream, I must say. We name our Cocker Spaniel Royce to try and appease him a little. I must say, you must be doing something right with your business, that is.
Oh, I do all right, I suppose.
Oh, I love this house. I mean, when I close my eyes and think of the perfect southern mansion, it looks a lot like this place.
Funny you should say that.
Darlene.
Oh, sorry, Darlene. But believe it or not, my roots are not really southern.
I don't believe it. You look and sound like you could be a descendant of Scarlett O'Hara. I mean, if she was a real person, that is.
Well, my family actually comes from Eastern Europe, all over Eastern Europe. But this country has been nothing but wonderful to us, and we had done our best to blend in, and it's been good to us. Oh, yes, it has, sugar. Of course, that was three generations ago, but we made it our home, and I love it very, very much. This country is the best place in the whole wide world. You see, you can be anything you want. You know, my family loved this country for many things, but we especially loved it for the freedom of worship. You can worship freely here, any old creed.
And what does your family worship, Carrie Mae?
Oh, sorry, what was that? I got distracted for a second.
I asked, what do you and your family worship?
Why, beauty, of course, sugar. If you'll just follow me into the consultation room, we can begin our interview. Oh, first let me put on my lab coat hanging right here.
Oh, let me help you.
Please don't you touch me. Sorry about that.
No, I'm sorry, Carrie Mae.
Dislocated my shoulder once. It's still a little tender. Where are my manners? Forgive me. This way, honey. Have a seat, Darlene.
Thank you.
Okay, just a few preliminary questions. Can I see your ID, please?
Driver's license will do.
Certainly. Thank you. Are you a smoker?
No.
Drink alcohol? Do you do drugs?
No, to both.
Excellent. Do you have any allergies to medications of any kind?
Well, just penicillin. You know, other than that,
Check. I can tell that you haven't had any cosmetic surgery just by eyeballing you right now. Am I right, darling?
Yes. I haven't said this to another living soul, but I have been thinking more and more about having, you know, some kind of procedure. You see,
Tell you what, sugar. I'm just gonna come over there and examine you just a teeny bit, all right? So just look into the light, please. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Right profile, please. Yes, just turn that pretty head of yours to the right, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm, yeah. You know, I'm afraid once these lines set in, it may be too late.
Too late.
Unless we act now, honey.
Act now?
I've seen cases like yours. The aging process is only going to accelerate these problems as time goes on, you know. You're at what I would label critical mass. We should go into the treatment area immediately and get started.
What? Get started already?
Well, I've decided that you are not only a candidate for the full Carrie Mae treatment, I think I'd like to use you as a personal case study.
Case study? For what?
Well, you are a perfect specimen for my work, dearest. You are just the right age, and I have here all in one person all the classic symptoms that my anti-aging process are designed for.
I suppose there's a compliment buried in there somewhere.
Oh, I don't want to make you feel badly, honey, but I really believe we should nip this in the bud and get right down to it.
I think I may have to go, Carrie Mae.
Oh, sugar, don't be offended. It's just the two of us. Here, this conversation stays here, strictly confidential. That's how I stay in business, you know.
It's just that I've become very sensitive about my looks, you know. Roy doesn't even look at me anymore. Even when I dress my best and get my hair made up, I made myself a blonde for him today, just so maybe he...
A woman's looks are her pride, Darlene. No one knows that better than I. Whoever claimed pride to be a sin definitely was not a woman, I assure you. But I understand. Maybe this isn't for you. There is no pressure to receive the treatment.
Can I just sleep on it? Call you back in a day or two?
Right here and now is the only time I'm ever going to offer you the full Carrie Mae treatment. I will only offer it to you. Well, just this once, and never again.
Well, why is that?
Well, take our mutual friends, Ruby and Pearl, the jewel sisters, we all like to call them, right? Prettiest little things for three counties over, I would say.
Oh, they are beautiful. I've always envied them, almost to the point of hating them. Oh, I can't believe I just said that. I'm
3 years ago, Ruby sat where you are right now. Then a few months later, Pearl, and you better believe they said almost the same things you're saying to me now. Their lips were indeed deserting them. And they had tried everyone and everything, and everyone and everything had failed them. Until they came to me.
Did they have doubts like I do?
Of course they did. Most gals do. It's normal. And then they took that leap. You see, they knew when a unique opportunity was being presented to them.
What does the treatment entail, Carrie Mae?
That has to be kept top secret, my dear. If my competitors ever learned my secrets, during each visit, the client's eyes are kept from view of the process.
Oh, I don't know. How much does this really cost, Carrie Mae?
Nothing. Since I'd like to use you as a case study, I'll give you your first 3 visits free. Appointments are every 6 months.
What's the catch? You have a contract?
No catch. No contract necessary. Unless you want me to draw one up. It's up to you. My treatment is that good that we won't need a contract. You're gonna want to come back. Every time.
Does it hurt? The treatment.
Little bit in the beginning, but as I always say, pain is the mother of beauty. Look, Darlene, if you'd like to enter the treatment area, we'll have to go now. I don't mean to rush you, sweetheart, but I have appointments with other girls today.
I
Okay. I see. This is not for you.
Wait.
It's all right, sugar.
No, I'll do it.
Are you sure now? I mean, like I said, there's no pressure.
I'll do it.
Splendid! I had a good feeling about you, honey. This way, please. All undressed? Great. You put this gown on, all right?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to cover your eyes with these adhesive pads. Good. Now, I'll help you to the table. Oh, no, now we're gonna lay you face down. Make sure your face fits in that hole in the table there. Good. Now, don't be alarmed. I'm gonna strap you in.
What?
Relax! Don't worry. You just let me know if it's too tight. Okay, there's one. Oh, there's the other arm. Oh, now this one will keep both legs in place. There, we're all strapped in. Nice and cozy, I hope.
I'm comfortable. Is this gonna hurt?
Now I'm just gonna raise the table. Just relax.
Is this gonna hurt?
Hush.
This is gonna hurt, isn't it?
You see, I told you.
Well, there was quite a bit of pain involved.
Oh, and you handled it like a big girl. So proud of you. They say us women are the weaker sex, but really ask anyone in the medical profession, and they will tell you that we have a higher threshold for pain than the males of our species.
But I feel great now. I've never felt like this, ever, not even when I was younger.
Well, I noticed that you can't stop looking in that mirror.
Since it's just you and me, Carrie Mae, I'll say it out loud. I look pretty damn good.
Well, don't wait, wear out that poor mirror. Come on, you just go outside and let the world get a look of you.
Oh, no, now maybe this will be too much of a shock at the Rotary Club dinner tonight. The change in my looks is so, it's drastic.
You go to that Rotary Club dinner tonight, honey pie, and you just knock them all dead. You look absolutely divine now, if I may say so.
Oh, this is incredible, Carrie Mae. Carrie Mae, please let me give you something for this. I feel guilty. I have my checkbook with me.
Put that away, honey. I'm serious. You have two more free treatments coming your way.
Really? I don't know what to say.
Your smile right now is all the payment I require, sugar.
You needed me to come back in 6 months?
Yes, ma'am. Don't wait much longer than that, please.
Why?
Well, you have to keep up with the treatments. If you wait longer than 6 months, we may notice a symptom or two.
Symptoms? You said nothing about symptoms. Like what?
Well, you might notice a little bleeding from the ear.
Oh, Ruby. Ruby, when I saw her today, she was bleeding from the ear.
Has she fallen behind?
I should tell you now, if you don't regularly keep up with the treatments, well, let's just say, if ever you should cry, teardrops of blood, I will no longer be able to help you. And the process will...
Tex! You get down, boy! Tex, you get in there! Get in your room!
Pearl! Ruby! Oh, is that you? What's happened?
Get out of our way, Darlene! Carrie Mae, you've got to help my sister, please!
I'm afraid it's too late, Dumplings. This is
what happens when you fall behind on your payment.
Oh, help me. I'm in terrible pain. My face.
We've given you everything we have. All of our money, cars, begged, borrowed, and stole just to keep seeing you. I'm letting you sleep with my husband, for the love of Christ. What else can we give you?
I'm sorry, but you know the deal, my lovelies.
What has happened to your face, Ruby? Good Lord!
I do appreciate today's referral of Darlene. That can go toward your balance, Pearl. But I'm afraid you waited too long, Ruby. Too much time has passed.
Wait, referral? What is going on here?
Pearl, your sister is now beyond help. Even if you had all the riches in the world, there is nothing I could do to reverse the process. Pearl. Oh, Ruby, stop. Pearl. It is not too late for you, though. Make the rest of that payment by next week, and we should be able to set you straight. Don't be like Ruby. Like I told you all from the beginning. Once that first teardrop of blood falls from your eye, well, there's simply nothing I can do.
I know I chose.
to the most fabulous Ms. Nicole Zuriatis. Now, can you imagine walking around with a full inch of makeup on?
No.
Okay. Apparently, Queen Elizabeth I, Queen to Shakespeare and Marlowe, was reported to have a full inch of makeup on her face at the time of her death. A full inch. The Virgin Queen had to maintain the illusion of youth as she aged, continued to put off suitors for marriage, and was ever surrounded by new young girls as her high-born ladies-in-waiting. This makeup is thought to be the possible cause of her death. See, for over 300 years, people wore a form of makeup called Venetian ceruse. Ceruse was used to whiten the face and gave wearers the highly coveted, smooth, milky porcelain finish to their skin. It was especially popular in the upper classes. It was made of vinegar and lead. Yes, for over 300 years, people were slapping lead on their face. Lead poisoning leads to muscle paralysis, hair loss, skin deterioration, which means you must use even more, and loss of mental faculties. Oh, and then there's death. Good news is, 31 years after Queen Elizabeth I's death, ceruse was finally classified as a poison. Cheers. Such is the weight that a woman must carry in order to maintain that visage of beauty, even if it is merely a mask, a disguise. Horror is the removal of masks, wrote the author Robert Bloch. How true! The famous and still shocking unmasking scene of Lon Chaney in The Phantom of the Opera from 1926 immediately comes to mind, but one must wonder about those less figurative disguises that mankind is so apt to assume. And it is there that we dread to discover what lies beneath most of all. Muse on that as we transport you to an unnamed Caribbean island for an all-expenses-paid trip ripe with revelation and revulsion we like to call The Peeling.
This is the way to kick off my birthday. Hey, why don't you join me, babe?
It's 12 in the afternoon, AJ.
It's never too early for Blue Label. Come on, Sharon, have a drink. You know how hard I work.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how hard I play, right?
Oh, I know all about it.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Hey, you've been giving me that cold fish look ever since we landed here. What's the matter?
You know.
I don't, honest.
Oh, this is how you make it up to me, huh?
What do you mean?
Oh, what a consolation prize. I catch you with her again, and to make up for it, you take me to a tropical island for your birthday. Very thoughtful of you.
Hey, I thought we agreed that we were not going to bring that up again. That we decided to let it go. Besides, this trip isn't just for me, it's for us.
Oh, no. This has you written all over it.
Sharon, okay? You know my birthday is my one big day. The one big thing that I splurge on every year, it's my thing. But all that being said, I want this weekend to be for you and me. There's no reason why we both can't enjoy it.
Oh, there's a very good reason. And she's half your age, birthday boy. Well, our bed ain't big enough.
For the 100th millionth time, it's over! It was a stupid thing I did one or two times. I came clean with you.
Oh, after I caught you.
I don't know why we gotta keep going in circles with this. It's over. It's over. It's over.
What is that?
The phone. It's ringing.
Oh, no. I saw the caller ID.
It's Eddie from the garage.
No. I saw it's Elena.
Now you're seeing things.
Oh, give me the phone.
No, get off
me.
Let go.
Come on.
God damn it. I said let go.
Oh, good one. Real good. Smashed your phone into bits. Real good, smart guy.
I'm going.
Oh, where are you going?
Out.
Where? Wait, where are you going?
Just leave me alone. I can't take you anymore.
Wait.
See you later.
Wait, where are you going?
Sharon, just stay away from me right now, please.
Cumpleaños! Happy birthday, querido!
Here, get over here. Come here. I'm so happy.
Me too, querido.
Elena, honey, I really wish you wouldn't call me that. Where you called me. Why'd you do that? Why didn't you wait like I asked you to? I flew down here and set you up at this really nice place 2 days early just so the cost would be clear.
Oh, you were very late. Very, very late. I'm still angry with you as a matter of fact.
Well, you know everything I had to do to make this happen, right?
I'm angry with you. Furious. Oh,
but not too angry, right? You are so spicy, baby. I love spicy.
I don't think I want to talk to you. No, I am still angry.
Okay, then. I just think I'll give this present to some other hot Latin chick on the beach.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe if you're nice to me, I may change my mind.
Oh, but it's your birthday.
So what? Here, open it.
¡Qué linda! A bracelet!
Look what it says on the inscription.
Nobody does it better.
That's my personal slogan. Nobody does it better. It's painted on the back of every single one of my 46 tow trucks. I have it on my sailboat, too. I got that from that song from Carly Simon.
Maybe that was your wedding song.
Maybe that'll be our wedding song. Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest.
Well, you can't get married with a bracelet. You need a different kind of jewelry.
In due time, babe.
Really?
Elena, I take one look at you and I realize that you were the one that was truly meant to be Mrs. A.J. Bascon. What do you say we head out and get a little beach time? Gotta catch up, try to get as tan as you.
Oh, actually, honey, let me meet you a little later.
What? A little later? What for?
You'll thank me later. It's for my present to you.
What's going on? What are you up to?
I have a waxing appointment right now at the resort.
Really?
Daddy likes.
I know. Go out and play on the beach and meet me back here at 3:30.
Yes, ma'am. Nobody does it better indeed.
Greetings, Monza. It appears that you have the entire beach for yourself. How fortunate. Would you like another beer?
Yeah, this one's a dead soldier. Can you get me one that's actually cold next time?
The freezer dancer, due to a power outage.
You realize how much I'm paying to stay in this place and you coconut heads can't keep the lights on or a lousy freezer working?
Mija, sir. We dem a try and fee catch it all fix right now, sir.
Yeah, sorry. Sometimes I gotta remind myself this is a third world country.
Would the gentleman care for an umbrella? The sun is rather intense today.
I didn't ask for an umbrella. I asked for a cold beer. If I want something, I'll ask you for it. Thanks, bud.
Yeah,
no, I'm working on my tan.
Yeah, Monza. Maybe back with your beer shortly.
Shortly around here means a half an hour. It's friggin' coconut heads. At least they can't screw up the weather around here. The sun feels good. Oh. Mm. This right here is living. Happy birthday, old man. Nobody does it better. Hey, what gives? Excuse me. Hey, you. Hey, fella, you're standing in my sun.
Good afternoon, sir.
All right, two questions for you. One, how are you walking around on a day like today with a black top hat, white long ranger mask, tuxedo and tails, and two, can you please not block my sunlight? Thanks.
I am Baron Sam, the magical one, the roaming entertainer at your service. I answer all questions, one, no matter how fair or foul the weather, this is my attire. And two, I would only be too happy to redirect my shadow for the gentleman.
Wow, that's a neat trick. You didn't move a muscle, yet your shadow just moved out of my way. How the hell did you do that? What, does the resort hire you out to walk around to do magic tricks and sing calypso songs or something?
No, sir. I am not employed by the resort. I serve only one master.
Oh, no, you're not one of those Jesus freaks, are you?
No. I am not a freak. Not for Jesus, anyway.
Oh, well, that's refreshing. Speaking of, where's that damn beer?
It will be here soon enough. It won't be cold, though.
Oh, so you know about the power outage and the freezer, then? But you didn't work here.
I do not. Would the gentleman be interested in having his fortune told? His place in the stars and the universe revealed and unraveled?
Oh, so that's your bag. Look, fella, I don't have any cash on me, so...
This will be my gift to you. For your birthday.
Okay. How'd you know that? You better not have my wallet.
It's right where you left it. Under your towel by your left leg.
How'd you know that?
Because nobody does it better.
Sharon! Sharon, sit! Sharon, she set this up, didn't she? It's too late. I'm on to you, guy.
Your beer, sir.
Hey, put down the beer and do me a favor and shoo this guy away and tell my wife she can go.
No, no.
What's the matter?
Baron Sam. Me never seen him, yeah.
Who the hell is this guy? Get rid of him.
Nah, you can't.
Oh, for God's sakes, then I'll do it.
Nah.
Look, I don't care if this is a prank, a scam, whatever. I'm not into it, and I'd appreciate it if you left me alone.
Nah, sir. You must not shove him like that.
Get out of here, weirdo.
You knock him down. Ah, have mercy. Nah.
No. It is all right. I will go now. For in the end, it should be known that I was only passing through. Truth be told, I only strolled down this beach so that I might spread the ashes of a dear departed one.
Hey!
No!
Hey, you! No. Don't run away! What are you leaving me with this? No. Hey!
No.
What the hell are you doing there?
I opened the lid of this urn so that I may return the ashes of poor Jacques.
Jesus, what are you doing? You're getting that crap in my face!
Farewell. Sleep is the only word I have left for you. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh, I can't see a goddamn thing! All that dust! What's going on? I can't see! I can't see! I can't see!
With the beer? And in nice and cold this time, sir.
Oh.
Sir.
Oh, my God. How long have I been out here?
Many hours, at least.
Oh, Jesus. Look at that sunburn. Why'd you let me sit out here in the direct sun for so long? Look at me.
Yeah, I did not want the umbrella when you offered it earlier, sir.
Oh, for God's sakes, I'm surrounded by idiots.
Me stop being up times to serve you your beer, but you're fast asleep. Yeah, man. That dear beer, it fierce the sunburn beat away.
Who the hell was that guy here earlier?
Miash.
The guy with the top hat, the mask, the guy with the magic tricks, the urn.
Me don't know what you mean, sir.
Baron Sam, that's what he called himself. You were here with me, remember?
It must have been a dream, sir. While you slept, sir. Baron Sam was just a local legend yab on these islands.
I never heard of him until today. Oh! Ow! Sunburn! Well, who is he supposed to be?
Me all right. It did bar a dream, sir. Make me run and fetch the nurse, sir.
Oh! You look like hell!
Gee, thanks, Sharon. Oh, I'm burning up. Nurse says I have a fever, second-degree sunburn.
Yeah, well, you're lucky the resort has an infirmary. It's not too bad, I guess.
Yeah, not too bad, considering this is where I'm spending the rest of my birthday weekend. Oh! This infirmary visit's gonna be a nice addition to my hotel bill.
Oh, God, I've never seen someone so badly sunburnt like this before. You know, maybe we should take you to the hospital?
Screw that! You're not taking me to some banana boat backwater clinic. We're flying in a couple of days. I can wait. I'll see an American doctor, thank you.
Are you sure you want to travel like that? Look at the size of those blisters. Your face, too, hon. I'm not trying to make you feel worse.
Give me a mirror.
All I have is my makeup case mirror in my purse.
All right, that's fine. Just give it to me.
All right, give me a second. Here.
Oh, in my face!
Well, at least I don't have to worry about you hooking up with the nurses here, huh?
Elena, sweetheart, am I glad to see you?
Ay, pobrecito. Oh, no.
I'm so sorry about all this. This is so crazy. This whole thing's ruined my whole birthday vacation. Hey. Aren't you going to give me a kiss? What's the matter?
Your face, your head, your skin. I'm sorry, mi vida. It's just too...
Disgusting? Yeah, I know. I'm scarring. Starting to peel badly today, too. I think I'm going to have scars. Jesus. Of course you don't want to kiss me. Who the hell would want to kiss me now? The skin of my face and head are cracking all over the place. Giant blisters all over my body filled with pus.
Oh.
I look like a friggin' mummy.
I don't recognize you at all, to be honest, Mimor. I really don't think it was you. Well, until I heard your voice.
Yeah, all these cracks and scars.
No, I mean your hair. Your hair has changed color.
What?
The sun burned your hair, too. It's orange now. And it looks like you... Well, it looks like you have more hair.
Well, my hair is thinning on top for a long time. Oh, what is that?
Oh, they gave you a transplant in there.
That's ridiculous, but... Yeah, you're right. I have more hair now. Maybe the scarring is making it look that way.
Open your eyes all the way, Mimor.
Why? It hurts to even open them. I can just squint a little. Every inch of me burns.
Open them. I think I see something. Dios mio.
What?
I thought I see something different. Your eyes, they used to be brown, no? They are green.
That can't be. You're messing with me.
I am not, I swear.
Christ. Oh. Oh my God, that itch. Oh. The itching is back. I can't take this.
AJ.
What?
I have to go.
Oh, I need you now, babe. When are you coming back?
AJ.
What? What's wrong? The bracelet? You're giving me it back? Why?
Yes. I'm flying back tonight.
So that's it? We're over? You're just gonna walk out on me like this?
I've been feeling that way for a while now. I care about you, but... You make me wait too long for everything. I don't want to wait anymore.
Wait a second. Why don't we talk this out? Oh!
Oh, what's wrong?
The burning and itching.
No,
no, AJ, don't scratch your face like... Oh, don't scratch your face like that. Stop it. Stop it. No, you bleed. You bleed. Stop it. Stop it.
So, you like me? You take milk with your tea?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Elena. I need you to tell me what you know about my husband. What happened on the island?
Like I tell you, I planned to leave him that night to fly back home, but he started to go crazy in the infirmary. Crazy from the pain. He jumped out of his bed and ran out of the room.
What happened?
I chased after him. He ran to the beach, and the moon was so full that I was able to see him running by the ocean. I ran after him until finally he collapsed in the sand, and he turned to look at me, and...
Oh, I know. He must have looked terrible with all the burns and the scars.
No. He turned... And he looked at me in the moonlight. But the face, I swear it was not AJ. It was another man. But when he spoke...
Elena, the pain is too much. My skin is crawling off of my body. I can feel it.
AJ, I don't recognize you at all. How can that be you?
Stop saying that! I know how I look!
No! Your face is not your face! It's your voice, but you have the face of a different man.
Look, I'm telling you, it's me! AJ Vascone! I swear it! I had a bad sunburn, that's all, not plastic surgery! There must be a small trace of the old me in my face. I swear you Latin women are so friggin' melodramatic!
What was that?
Where did that scream come from?
Oh, look!
What's going on?
At the end of the beach, I can only see the silhouette.
There's a man and a woman. It looks like...
No, he hurting her.
I'm going over there.
Wait, it may be too dangerous.
Stay here, Elena. Hey, you! What are you doing? Stop that! You're gonna... Oh, no!
What happened?
I thought I told you to wait back there!
I could not!
Where is he? The guy, he's gone! I don't see him anywhere!
Is she all right?
Jesus! Strangled!
Oh, no!
We gotta report this. Let's get back to the resort.
What did that?
What?
No, neck to her head!
Let me see.
What is it? What's wrong?
Baron. Sam.
What did you say?
It's a white mask. Like a white Long Ranger mask.
Like 20 minutes.
Why didn't AJ call me?
I asked him to, but AJ did not want to call you. I guess because I was there.
Oh, okay. Tell me exactly what happened, because I still don't understand.
AJ, he tried to tell the detective what happened, but the detective barely seemed to care. But before AJ could finish his story... He put the handcuffs on AJ.
Oh, just like that? They didn't read him his rights or question him?
They do the different things on the island, Sharon. He did not like it is here. They were convinced right away. You see, they said that they have been looking for him for a long time.
Jacques Roger. El Diablo Rojo. The Red Devil, they call him. An orange-haired man who had murdered over 15 women, but always managed to elude the police.
But you were his alibi. You both said you saw another man.
I thought I saw another man. But I never did. The police showed me the photos of this man, the Red Devil. And he had the same face AJ now had. Oh. And later they found he had the same fingerprints, DNA. Oh. And as they took him away, AJ turned to look at me one last time. Or what did AJ? His hair was wild and orange. His nose was very long and pointy, not like before. And I feel a chill in my spine as he stared at me with those cold, strange, green eyes.
Anybody does do it better. That was Carly Simon's Nobody Does It Better. But that was the inimitable Ms. Nicole Zoraitis. Cheers, lady. Thank you.
Amazing.
And And now a word from another one of our sponsors.
Hey, kids.
Hey, Grandpa.
Why, looks like you got quite a haul there trick-or-treating.
We sure did.
Come on over to Grandpa. I got room for one more piece of candy.
Totally.
Yeah. Good, because I saved the best for last. Sloan Sucker Drops. One for each of you.
Aww. But we don't have a cold.
Unwrap them right now and taste that first blast of pure menthol minty flavor.
Do we have to?
Just pop one right in your mouth like so and suck, suck, suck your troubles away. Lasts a good long time, too.
Oh, that's right, Grandpa. Take it from me, Mrs. Sloan. Oh, there's no trick. It's all treat with my patented Sloan Sucker Drops. Perfect for whatever ails you. Oh, even if you're feeling just fine.
Just suck, suck, suck all your troubles away.
Sloan Sucker Drops, sold at most non-chain pharmacies in over 7 states. Suck, suck, suck all your troubles away.
And before we part, wee morsel of verse by the great Paul Laurence Dunbar. It is called We Wear the Mask. We wear the mask that grins and lies.
It hides our cheeks and shades our eyes.
This debt we pay to human guile.
With torn and bleeding hearts, we smile.
Mouth with myriad subtleties.
Why should the world be overwise?
In counting all our tears and sighs.
Nay, let them only see us while we wear the mask.
We smile, but oh great Christ, our cries to thee from tortured souls arise. We sing, but oh, the clay is vile beneath our feet and long the mile. But does the world dream otherwise?
We wear the mask.
That does conclude tonight's program. We do hope you enjoyed it. Let us now continue to have a big hand for our fabulous, wonderful, amazing cast. Ms. Courtney Jillian Cholovich. Mr. Eric Davy Gislason. Come on, man. Mr. Daniel Graves. Ms. Stephanie McElroy. Mr. Michael Pate. Mr. James Reeser. Ms. Annabelle Rawlison. Our wonderful vocalist this evening was Ms. Nicole Zoritis. Our musical score was and continues to be performed and improvised by the amazing Mr. Steve Blanco. Our fabulous sound effects engineer is the very dapper Mr. Greg Russ. Our show was written by Mr. Sylvan Sandovar and Mrs. Rebecca Graves. It was produced by myself, Mr. Daniel Graves, and Mr. Gustavo Rodriguez. Eternal thanks to fantastic BAFTA award-winning composer Mr. Jason Graves for our chilling theme. Follow him on the Twitter at JG Music and find him on the Facebooks by searching for Jason Graves Music. Special thanks to the amazing staff all you beautiful people at the Fantastic Slipper Room. For Alvin's Fireside, be sure to sign our mailing list. Oh, but even forget that. You can follow us on the Facebooks, the Twitters. We have a website now. FiresideMysteryTheaterRE.com. We have a new podcast, and you can subscribe to it on the iTunes. You can also find it on SoundCloud and the Stitchers. We return next month. Oh, it's for a beastly banquet. A spread of dread. Yes, it's our Thanksgiving Feast of Fear. Sunday, 23rd of November, same bat time, same bat channel. Well, this is Ali Silva, and I wish you all a safe and festive Halloween season. Dress up, drink up. Waltz with the masquerade of spirits as you take in the last breaths of that crisp autumn evening air. But be sure on your way home, as the moonlight fades and the last mask falls away, that you mind the shadows. Good night.
Thank you.